Singer-songwriter and keyboardist Claire Culbreth and guitarist John Brandon have been performing together as a duo for years and formed the band Shades of Blue. Shades of Blue blends their love of 60s and 70s music, Claire's nod to the great vocalists of those decades like Carole King, and John's great blues guitar work. Their repertoire extends to current pop sounds and jazz as well, and they can be heard performing at vineyards, restaurants, corporate functions, and private parties throughout the triad. Back in May, Claire and John dropped by WFDD along with bassist Gerald Robinson and drummer Michael Fowler for a nice live in Studio A recording session. We're sampling from that session right now. And you and I share a love for the 60s and 70s aesthetic, and I just love the sounds that I'm hearing. You've got your own unique sound, but it seems to fit these tunes so perfectly. Were you singing these tunes growing up? Or?
Yeah, I grew up listening to Carly Simon. I love the Janis Joplin. I'm really into jazz, like Etta James. And I just love these songs so much because it reminds me of my childhood. And I had a really nice childhood. You know, that's back in the 70s when you didn't have a lot of electronic work going on in the background.
Yeah.
It was the real thing.
In general, when you look back on that period in music and pop, you know, music or rock, what do you miss most?
Gosh, I just really miss the feeling and the soul. It was all about real expressing yourself back then.
Yeah.
And musicians were musicians. It was a real thing. And they didn't have all this stuff that you have now in the studios.
Like the auto-tune and all that stuff?
Yes.
Send me a ticket for an airplane.
The one that we just did, Eva Cassidy, is a remake of the Box Tops, The Letter, but Eva Cassidy redid it in the 70s.
Coming home, my baby wrote me a letter.
Yeah, but this one, real soulful, real bluesy. And that bluesy element to your singing, you say it's come about, kind of evolved over the last 5 years or so.
Well, it has. See, I'm classically trained, so I'm more very specific on the chords and how long the beats are and stuck to the music. No imagination whatsoever. And after I lost my sight, I became more free. And of course, John kind of tutoring me a little bit on the blues.
Well, you sure did take off your white powdered wig on The Letter. That's a really nice bluesy, gutsy singing. And what's it like when you suddenly have a new thing in your toolkit, in this case, the blues, to draw from as a performer?
I just started being more expressive. I had more freedom. And with my lower register, singing the blues melodies like that just fits my voice a lot better.
You rescued me from the lost and found, so I want to reach down to your soul and feel what's inside.
That song that John and I wrote together is probably our favorite. It's about a couple that is very happy together, but sometimes, you know, they have problems, but they love each other so much that they try to stay together and just trying to figure each other out, even though through the hard times.
Singer-songwriter and keyboardist Claire Culbreth. She, along with her boyfriend, singer-songwriter guitarist John Brandon, are Shades of Blue. We've been sampling from their performance throughout the interview. They were joined here live in Studio A by bassist Gerald Robinson and drummer Michael Fowler. You can hear Claire and John perform live at vineyards, restaurants, corporate functions, and private parties throughout the triad. You'll find links to their performance calendar and more on our website, wfdd.org. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.